And we're on the line with Jerry Higley, our friend Jerry, the executive director of what is now called True Life Youth Ministries, formerly Lebanon Valley YFC. We talked to Jerry earlier about the name change and that the 34th annual bid for kids auction scheduled for this weekend has been postponed indefinitely. Good morning again to you, Jerry.
Hey, good morning, Fred.
So great to have you on the air. Now, I'm wondering, with the name change from Lebanon Valley YFC to True Life Youth Ministries, have you changed any of how you're doing your model of ministry?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it's back in the summer, even before we knew that we were going to have to change our name, we actually hired some consultants to come in and help us just to refresh some of our ministries. Because down through the years, you know, Fred, the Youth for Christ Cross Country had these Saturday night rallies, and that was a big deal for YFC, true for us. But then things changed, and we stopped doing the YFC rallies. Down through the years, it just feels like from time to time, God's guided us through these major shifts in our ministry just to keep us fresh. And, you know, I think Lebanon Valley YFC, True Life Youth Ministries, we've been around for 70. This is our 75th anniversary. So you'll have to help me out with this. Are we celebrating 75 years, or is this really our first year anniversary for True Life?
Yeah, it's so hard to know. Maybe both.
Maybe both. And, you know, and for these first 75 years, God's done really incredible things, and we're grateful. And we need to celebrate that. But I want to look forward to the next 75 years to make sure that True Life is in a place where God can use us to be fruitful in ministering to the kids in our community. So right now we have a preschool that meets when school's in session in the mornings for 3 hours. That's for 3- and 4-year-olds. So that's something that's fairly new for us. And we just started an after-school program for 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. We still have our clubs for middle school and high school kids, but we've recently made those gender-specific, which is a big shift. And you think, you know, boys and girls, they want to get together and check out who's there from, you know, the potential boyfriends or girlfriends.
Right.
But we found out that our kids really, for the most part, love being separate. And we've noticed that the guys are just, they just feel free to be these boys and just goof off. And the girls are just, they have this freedom when it's just girls there, no guys in the building. So that's been a big shift for us. But it just seems like it's working out really well. And right now we're in the process of developing a leadership development track that will start probably in May, that we really want to take kids that are serious about following Jesus, some of the kind of the cream of the crop of our kids, and discipling them and teaching them leadership skills. So in the fall, they'll be able to come back and volunteer as some of our younger age club programs. So that's a big shift for us too. That we're really excited about. There's probably a couple other things that are in the works, but I think that in times like the crisis we're going through right now, just as a society, I think there'll be some businesses and churches and ministries that are going to come out the other side just stronger than what they went into this, because I think moments like this cause us to pause and say, is there a better way? And so that's what our staff and our leadership team always say. We have this phrase, continuous improvement. We just want to continually get better and minister to kids in a better, deeper manner than what we currently are. So it's really exciting and fulfilling to be part of a ministry that just wants to always do better. And you know how it is, Fred, that everybody's in favor of change until they have to personally change, right?
Yeah. Amen.
But we have a team that says, hey, I'm willing to change for the good of the mission. And our mission is simply to build a community of young lives changed by Jesus Christ. Oh. So God's doing great things up here. Really, really cool things.
Jerry, thanks for being such a great example of God working through you, for being that change and wanting to do your best. And thanks for the encouraging word for our listeners who love hearing from you as well. We've been talking to Jerry Higley. He is the executive director of what used to be called Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ. Now it's True Life Youth Ministries. Jerry, if folks want more information, they can visit you online.
Yep, that's right. True Life TrueLifeYouth.com. TrueLifeYouth.com.
Check it out, TrueLifeYouth.com.
Yep, TrueLifeYouth.com. Yeah, I have to get used to saying that.
Jerry, thank you so much for calling us.
Sure, and before I go, Fred, let me just say this. I just want to thank you and the rest of the WJTL team for being on the air and for sharing a message of hope and encouragement in Jesus, especially in difficult times like we're going through right now. So blessings to you and your team down there. You're doing a great job. Oh. And I just know I speak for, you know, thousands of people in the region and beyond that, hey, you're doing a great job, and thank you for a job well done. We appreciate it.
Oh, Jerry, thank you. That means so much. And we really do appreciate it. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your friendship. Blessings on you for the rest of your day. And thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thanks, Fred.